Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tov Lamed Gimel. We are on page Dalet. We're about to turn on to page number 8. Siman Tov Lamed Gimel is Dinei Bedikas HaChametz, the halachos of Bedikas Chametz. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaBedika Tzoruch Shetia Lo'or HaNer V'lo Lo'or HaLevona. The Bedika must be done by the light of a candle, not by the light of the moon. If a person did the wrong thing and he didn't check the night of the 14th when he was supposed to, the din is he has to check during the day. When he then checks during the day of Yudalid, lo yivdok lo'or hachama. He should not check by the light of the sun. Ela lo'or haner. Rather, he should check by the light of the candle. So at night, you have to check by the light of the candle, not the light of the moon. If he didn't check at night, you got to check during the day, again, by the light of the candle, not by the light of the sun. The Al-Sadra Sha'ora Rav, when it comes to an Al-Sadra, which the Mishnah Berurah will explain exactly what it is shortly, where there is a lot of light over there, so then, in Bidokol or Achamedayo, if you check the Al-Sadra by the light of the sun, that's okay. V'hu adin keneged aruba shebecheder, and the same thing is true, keneged a skylight in a room. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph, you check l'or haner ubalel yodalad. We check by the light of a candle on the night of the 14th, Sha'oz b'nei odom mitzuyim b'bateyim, because that's when people are found in their houses. V'or haner yofe oz l'bedika, and that's when the light of a candle is good for checking. Masha'ein kein bayom, which is not the case during the day, ein ha'or manhir kabalayla. During the day, the candle does not give off light like it does at night. V'tiknu ha'bedika dafka ayidei or haner. And they will misaken that the bedikas chametz should be specifically by the light of a candle. Shal yoda yuchal livdo gam v'chor nustokin. Through the light of the candle, you're able to check in the holes and the cracks. Vim hiktim ubodak yom yud gimel or haner. Let's say a person jumped the gun instead of checking at night, which is the night of the 14th, he checked that morning, which is on day yud gimel, and he used the light of a candle. Tzarech lachzor v'livdok lel yudal ket takonos hachamim. He has to go back and check again at night, which is lel yudal, like the hachamim's takono. U'mikomokom nira de'en levarech oz balayla alabadika. But in that case, where he already checked that day, he's rechecking at night to fulfill the takono of the hachamim, but he cannot go ahead and make a bracha. D'yesh poskim de b'dyevet yotzeh b'dika rishona, because our poskim that say he was already yotzeh with his b'dika on the day of Yud Gimel. Achen, however, in Bodak Belel Yud Gimel or Haner, if he checked the night before, which is Lel Yud Gimel with the light of a candle, Shabalaila or Haner Yafel Bedika, and as we know at night, the light of the candle is good for checking. Vinizar Hatev Shalola Hachnas Chametz, and he was very careful not to bring in any Chametz into the house after the Bedika. So Ein Tzarech Lachzer V'Livdok. So since he checked at night of the 13th, he does not have to go back and check the night of the 14th. Kein Hiskimu Rov Achronim, that's what most Achronim agree to. V'harotze lahachmir al atzmo lachzor v'livdok, one who wants to be machmir on himself to go check again, so al kol panim lo yivarech oz, he should not go and make another he should not make a bracha when he checks on the night of the 14th. Sifkotam beiz, the Mechaber said, if he did the wrong thing and didn't check at night, so zakta mishabura, aval lachatchila osu litchos abedika al yom yudal v'kanal, but lachatchila it is forbidden to push the bedika from the night of the 14th to the day of the 14th. But if one did do that, he did the wrong thing, he waited till the daytime. So when he checks during the day, he should not check by the light of the sun, rather by the Or HaNer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel, Sha'al Yoda Yucha L'chapes Heta B'machavuos B'chor Nubistakim, because through the light of the candle is able to check in hidden places in the holes and the cracks. Sifkat and Dalid, the Mechaber said by an Achsadra, which has a lot of light, if you check by the Or HaCham, it's going to be good enough. What exactly is an Achsadra? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Humakum Sheyesh La Shalosh Defanos V'Kerui, it's a place that has three walls and a ceiling. V'Ora Rav, but it has a lot of light. Ayidei Dofen Revi'is Shepsucha Lagamri. The fourth wall is totally open, so therefore there is a lot of light coming into the Al-Sadra. So when it comes to an Al-Sadra, which has this tremendous amount of light, if he checked it by the light of the sun, that's going to be enough. Sivkot and Hey. Gam ze mari kishaovar velobodak lel yudalid. This is also talking about where he did the wrong thing and he did not check by the night of the 14th. Ubodek biyom yudalid, and he's checking by the day of the 14th. Debi al sadra shaura rav. Once he did the wrong thing and now he's checking during the day. So when it comes to al sadra, which has a lot of light, ain't sarach laner. then he does not need a candle. V'day boracham, it's enough to use the light of the sun. Umash kosav loshon di'eved, that which it says a loshon b'di'eved, but the alsadra in bodka, if he checked it, mishum de lachadchila gam the alsadra shorik livdok b'lel yudalud. The b'di'eved is not the light of the sun. The light of the sun is lachadchila by an alsadra. The loshon of the b'di'eved is that he should have checked the alsadra at night. So b'di'eved, if he didn't check the alsadra at night, he can lachadchila go ahead and check it with the light of the sun. Umavur b'shas, it is clarified in the Gemara, Demisha lo bodak balayla, one who did not check at night, ubodek bayom, and he's checking during the day, yivdok betzafra, he should check in the morning, mishum de zrizim akdim in the mitzvos, the earlier you check the better, that is zrizus. Velo yochal mikodem sheyivdok, and also he should not eat before he does the bedika. Sivkotan vav dayo, if he checked by the light of the sun, that is fine by the asadra. In terms of whether you're allowed to check on the day of the 13th by the light of the sun, that is forbidden. You have to wait till the night of the 14th. But b'di'eved it appears the ain tzarach livdok sheinis. If you check the asaja by the light of the sun on the 13th, you would not have to check again by the night of the 14th. V'ayim b'magen Avram sofa simin shekosav. Look in the Magen Avram at the end of the simin that he writes. Shemikom mokom yasra v'yidok akoponim cheder echer b'alayla ayin shom. But at the very least, says the Magen Avram, he should go back and check at least one room at night. Sivkotan zayin. The Mechaber said not only is the asaja, if you didn't check it at night when you were supposed to, but once you're checking it during the day, it's enough to have the light of the sun. So the Mechaber adds on, Hu adin, keneged aruba shabacheder, so too across from a skylight. Aruba nikri mashe be'emtza hagag. An aruba skylight is called that which is in the middle of the roof. V'hu adin neged hachalono shepak solim. And the same thing is true across from a window that's on the wall. So the same way you can check with the sunlight by the skylight, right next to the window is also okay using the sunlight. V'tavka neged aruba v'neged chalon mamish. But it has to be directly across from the aruba or the chalon. Sheshom oran rav. That's where there's a lot of light. Masha'in ke min atzadim, which is not the case if you're on the sides. Av sheshom yesh gam kein or. Even though on the sides there's also light. Ein dome la'achsadra. That would not be similar to the amount of light in al-sadra. V'afilu neged achalon mamish. And even if you are directly across from the light, davka kishein bo zechuchas. If you're right across from the chalon, that is only going to be okay to check by the sunlight coming into the window if there's no glass in the window. It's just a plain old window. There's a hole in the wall. Aval kishiesh bo zechuchas. But if the window has glass, dino kemin atzadim, that's like being on the sides. It's not going to be as clear. Where note 11 points out the obvious, the kol ze'im ha zechuchas ova o achura. That's only true what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if there's a glass there, it's no good. If the glass is thick or it's dirty, umafriya leknisa sa'or, and it is preventing the light of the sun getting in. Aval im hazechuchas nekiya v'tzulah, if it's a regular window like we have, a clean glass, that the light goes straight through, the Eish Avram writes that it's mutar livdo keneged achalon. That's fine to check across in the window. V'chein kasav agonor shalmaz avon arbach, v'chein das agonor v'yashiv. So that which the Mishnah Berurah says, you can only check across in the window using the sunlight. If there's no glass in the window, that's not our windows. Our regular windows are let in tons of light. That would be okay. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. Ein botkin l'or ha'avuka. We don't do b'digas chameis by the light of a torch. Ela l'or haner, rather only by the light of a candle. V'lo b'ner shel chela v'shel shuman, not a candle that is made out of different fats. V'lo shel shemen, and not a ner that's made out of oil. Elo b'ner shel shava, rather it has to be a wax candle. The Rama says v'hu yechidi, it's one single wax candle. Aval shnei neros biyachad, but if it's two candles together, afilu kluim, even if they're braided together, dinam kavuka, that is like a torch and it's not good. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches, you can't check l'orel havuka, she'ein yochel achnisa l'chornu stokim. If you have a torch, you can't bring it into the holes and the cracks. Vigam shul misyarei shem yisuf abayis. You're also afraid, you have a big fire, you're afraid you might burn down your house, v'lo yuchal livdo yotha, you can't possibly be checking well with a torch. The ain botzim be'etzim de mishcha shekorin kin. You can't check with this oil wood called kin. In the Targum it says eitz sraf sha'oro gam kin godol kein avuka. That also creates a great flame like a torch. Sifkaton tes v'lo b'ner shalchelev. We said you can't use a ner of chelev or shuman, kosher fat, not kosher fat. Shumisyare shema yativ ala chelev meyafsidim. You're not going to check carefully because you're too afraid that the fat is going to drip onto your kelim and destroy them. Sivkatan yud veloshal shemen, you can't use an oil candle. Shumisyare lachnisa lachornu stokin pen yishbol hashemen. Again, you're afraid to go into the little cracks and holes with it because you're afraid your oil might spill. Ubidyevid. In bodak l'or havuka eno chalabadika. If you checked with the light of a torch, it's no good. Vitzarach lachsor v'livdok l'or ner yachid. You have to go back and check again with the light of a single ner. V'shal chela v'shal shuman. If it's a candle that's made out of these fats, which l'chila is not good, b'di'eved chalabadika, b'di'eved, that would be okay. V'shal shemen yesh deos ben achronim imchal b'di'eved. When it comes to oil, that's already a machlokas in the achronim. Now the reason why the torch is worse, note number 12, they point out from the Magen Avraham, because the torch, the Gemara says a few different reasons why it's not good. By the fats is only one reason, so we're more lenient that b'di'eved is okay by the fats, but we are not lenient that b'di'eved it is not okay when it comes to an avuka. Sivkotin yud aleph, elo b'ner shel shava. You should use a candle made out of wax. Vim ein lo ner shel shava. If you don't have a wax candle, so yachal livdok ba'oso ner shel b'dyevet yotzeb. And then you can use the candles that we just mentioned that would be okay b'dyevet, which is the candles made out of fat and possibly the candles made out of oil. Sivkotin yud beis, two candles is no good even if they are braided. Afilu kluim. Ratzalomar, the kol shekain im dibkon biyachad. Certainly if you connect the two candles together, the choshev avuka, that's called an avuka. Ela afilu kluin, but the Ramos telling us, even if they're braided, that sal kadaita the kener, kechad ner dummy, you might have thought if it's braided, it's considered like one, kamash mulon, that's also like two. So certainly two together is no good, but even two that are braided like one, that's also no good. Umi primigodamashma, the kol sheochazan biyado yachad, so long that you're holding the two candles together in your hand, the ein ma'afridan zemi zen, you don't separate them from each other, choshev avuka, that's called a torch. V'ner she'esh lo shtei psilos, a ner that has two wicks, kemo she'osin ato b'ner shel chelev, like we make nowadays a ner of chelev out of, lefamim sometimes, v'esh hefresh b'im psilu psilu, there's a little bit of a separation between the wicks, choshev avuka, that's also called an avuka. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel, Bodei kol ha-makomo she'esh lochu shemech nisu b'hem chametz. You have to check all the places that there is a concern that maybe you brought in chametz. V'lochein, and therefore, kol chadrei habayis v'halios, all rooms of the house and of the second floor, tzrichim bedika, need to be checked. She'pa'omim odom nichnas b'hem upito b'yado. Sometimes a person goes into all these rooms and his bread is in his hands. Aval otzros yayin, but storage houses of wine, she'ein mistapik mehen, that you are not taking from there to supply to your suda, v'chein matbein, and so to a storage house of grain, v'kayotze bo, or similar things, einam tzrichim bedika, those places do not need to be checked. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Gimel, she'esh locho shem hechniso, we have to be concerned that maybe you brought chametz into all the different rooms in the house and the aliyah, ratzalomar. Means to say, lo mi baya mekomo shemishtamshim bem chametz. Needless to say, a place that you for sure bring in chametz, pshita de tzara pedika, obviously that has to be checked. Ella, rather, afilu mokom she'en rogil l'shamish bo chametz kol shana. Even a place where you don't normally bring chametz in the whole year, rak she'esh lochosh, just as a concern, shema hichnish sham chametz ba'akrai, maybe once in a while you did bring in chametz, gam kein tzarech bedika, you also need to check those rooms. That's the chiddush of the mechaber, kidim b'farish l'chamed, like he explains later. Se katon yudalad, kol chadri habayis, you must check all rooms of the house. Hainu, afilu chadorim shemachzikim behem mashkonos. Even rooms that you're holding on to collaterals for other people. Shelefamim nichnas lasocho beemtza asuda. Sometimes you're going to enter the room where you have the mashkonos in the middle of your eating. Lahachzir hamashkon lebaylov, to return the mashkon to the owner. V'yishlochu shema shachach shampito. And there's a concern that maybe you brought your bread from the suda into that room and you left it there. V'hu adin kol kayotsebo. And so too, any similar cases. Kigon, for example, Martafos shemunachim shamperos, a storage room where you leave there for storage fruit, ukfushim and pickles, ukvinos and cheeses, vikayotze bazer, or similar things. Shederech likane sham besoch asuda litlam, where it's normally to go into those storage rooms to take things out during your suda. Vichain beis ha'etzim veneros, so to a storage house of wood and candles. Gam kein derech hashamish likanes besoch hasuda. It's also the way of the shamish to go into these rooms during the suda. Likach neros lahair, to get out candles to give off light. Ve'etzim l'tzarech hatashilim, to get out wood to cook the dishes. So all these places would have to be checked. As opposed to the last point the Mechaber said, otzos rovayin, that you're not supplying from there to your suda, that you don't have to check. Zakta mishabura tesvav, tibim mistapik bohem, because if it is a storage house of wine where you are taking from there to use for your suda, pa'amim adam nichnas besocha suda, sometimes a person will enter that room during the suda, upito biyado, and his bread in his hands, lahavi od yayin l'sudas, and he's going to bring out more wine for the suda. V'hu adin otzaro shoshar mashkin. And the same thing is true if it's a storage house of other drinks, b'mokom shiregilim b'shtiyasim, a place where they normally have those drinks, tzrichim b'dika. They also need b'dika, any place that you possibly go during your suda with bread in your hand to get stuff out of that room has to be checked. Sivkotan tezayin. So he said in the Mechaber, Otzros Yayin, that you're not mistapik mehem, so you don't have to check there. Va'otzros shem mistapik mehenu. But again, storage houses that you are supplying from there, so we said before, you have to check them. But if it's a case where it's yeshlo keva, there's a set amount that you take. Shenota bepam achas, you take at one time, mashe tzarech lesuda. You're not going back and forth. It's a one-time trip, and you bring whatever you need for the suda, and you don't go there during the suda. So ain't tzarech bedika. You don't have to check those rooms. Kevan she'ain regilim likanes bo be'emtza suda. Since you don't normally go in during the suda, you go before the suda. You get all that you need for the suda. You never go in afterwards. You don't have to check it. Sifkaton yozayin ayim tzarech bedika she mistama in machnisa be'emchametz mistama. These kinds of storage houses that you don't go into during the suda, you don't bring chametz there. Elim kein yodeya shechnis be'emchametz. Unless you know that you actually brought in chametz there, then avadli have to check it. I'd like to end this share with one note over here, and that is note number 14. Uleinyan bedikas chametz basvarim. In terms of checking svarim for chametz, the Chazon Ish holds sheyesh lebotkam. You must check your svarim shema yesh behem peiruri chametz. Maybe there are crumbs of chametz there. V'agon Roshlomo Zalman Orbach diktek midivrei Hashar Tzion lahalom, and Roshlomo Zalman is medaktek from the lashon of the Chavetz Chaim that we'll see soon. She'ein chiyuv livdok achar peiruri maktanim kizayis. You have no chiyuv to check after small crumbs that are less than the size of a kizayis. V'lochein kasav. Therefore, Roshlomo Zalman Orbach writes she'ein chova livdok es asvarim. You do not need to check svarim. V'rei mashik asad nushan. Look what we're going to say over there. On that Shara Tzion that we'll see you soon, Mitzvah Hashem, in Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. We'll stop here and we'll go back to tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.